Today's episode is part two of Steamships of Silver. In part one, we heard how in the 1870s, steamships had been brought to Owens Lake to haul lumber and charcoal across the lake for use in support of the Cerro Gordo silver mines. The mines soon began to play out, and the use of the steamship fleet began to wane. During a retrofit in 1882, one of the steamships, the Bessie Brady, caught fire and was consumed in flame. The short-lived use of steamships on Owens Lake came to an end almost as quickly as it had started. Rumors, or legend, soon surfaced that when the Bessie Brady sank, she took with her to the bottom of the lake $200,000 worth of silver bullion. Another incident was the alleged loss of a wagon load of bullion that was being carried on one of the steamers before its demise. The tale, originated by a man who said he heard it from the captain of the ship, contends the steamer was carrying two wagons loaded with bullion when one of them slipped off into the lake. None of these lost riches have ever been found. A short side story of this episode. Cottonwood Creek, originating in the Sierra south of Mount Whitney, was used as a mode of transportation to move logs 6,000 feet down the mountain from heavily forested Horseshoe Basin to the lumber mill and the charcoal kilns at Owens Lake. A log flume was constructed which carried thousands of board feet of timber down the extremely steep slope. Two charcoal kilns made from mud had been built near the west shore of Owens Lake, not far from the terminus of the log flume. These kilns provided the much-needed charcoal to process the valuable ore. The remains of these kilns can still be viewed today, accessed by a half-mile dirt road off of El Camino Sierra. Today, of course, Owens Lake is not much more than a sand and dirt basin. Except for periods during extreme rainfall, the lake sits dry. But the story of stately steamships plying across a dazzling lake creates an enchanted image in one's mind as they motor along this historic stretch of El Camino Sierra.